Here's the last one. We just have 10 minutes. Hello to whoever receives this. I was considering, and I don't know how old this person is, I was considering purchasing a Lego set as a way to celebrate my birthday. Now listen, I'm just taking what James sends me. No, I was considering purchasing a Lego set as a way to celebrate my birthday. So the guy's like buying this for himself on his birthday. However, after doing some digging, but I actually like this question because the underlying ethical issue is something to think about. After digging on Lego's official website, I found out that unfortunately they seem to support some LGBTQ causes. I'm conflicted about this. On one hand, I don't think that buying a product from a certain company automatically means that you are endorsing their views. However, I don't know how I feel about the possibility of my money going to these causes. What would you recommend? So I mean, I think it's a legitimate ethical question. Now, you know, whether the guy should be, how old he is and whether he should be buying Legos and what, you know, is he going to work with his son and he wants his son to be an engineer? Here's the thing. God doesn't command us to buy Legos, but he does command us to pay taxes. And who am I supposed to, you know, these guys out there that are pushing this agenda that you don't have to pay taxes if the government's evil, that just isn't biblical. I mean, when Paul wrote Romans, in Romans 13, he wasn't writing when David was on the throne. He was writing when the Caesars controlled the vast majority of the known world. And so, and he said, pay taxes. You want to pay this tribute to whom it is due. And so, the thing is, it might be Caesar, it might be Kamala Harris. If Harris wins, you still have a responsibility before God to pay your taxes. And so, now look, I know that this is not a direct parallel to Legos, because God doesn't command us to buy Legos, but he commands us to pay our taxes. But the thing is, my point is this, there are times when giving money to some kind of administration that is anti-God, distinctly anti-God. I mean, look, brethren, the thing is, you and I need to function in this world. And I find a situation like this. Hey, guess what? We're Christians. We're free. I want to be frugal. Ruby, go buy our meat. We eat a lot of meat. Go buy our meat from the temple butcher. Why? Because the temple gets the meat for free. Unlike the guy over here at Walmart, who they have to pay for it. The guy over here at the temple, he can undercut the prices. We're going to get the better deal. Go buy over there. And you know what the Bible says? Don't worry about it. The fullness of this whole world, the earth, the fullness thereof, it all belongs to the Lord. I just think this, it's all my this is my Father's world. And you know what? I'm going to be frugal. We can buy top sirloin, or we can buy ribeye. We can buy it over here. We can get it from the temple, and we're going to get a better price. Oh, but wait a second. Your money is going to go to a false religion then. But you know what Paul says? Don't worry about it. Don't even ask a question about it. Now look, we need to be discerning people. But I would say this. If you want to go out and search and scour the internet for what Costco does that's wrong, or what Walmart does that's wrong, you know what? You're going to find something. Why? Because we are called to live our lives in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. And whether they're tied up with LGBTQ, if they're tied up with that, or you got a guy that's being unfaithful to his wife, or somebody swindling money from the, I mean, brethren, lost people are sinners, and they've got some sin of some flavor, and if you want to go scouring, I'm sure you could find out your toothpaste is affiliated with somebody that does something wrong. But if you want to not brush your teeth, we're called to live in this world. And you know what I find is there's just plain and simple things we don't need to know. What does Paul say? You know what? For conscience sake, don't even worry about it. I find something in Scripture said like that, to the pure, all things are pure. But listen, if it comes, you're made aware of it, and you recognize, wow, there's a guy over here, and he used to be part of that cult over there, and they're part of Hinduism or whatever. And you know what? When he eats that meat, his conscience is defiled. Well, don't eat. You don't want to cause your brother to stumble. But the basic point is, it's actually, is it the weak brother or is it the stronger brother who actually has the liberty to eat? Well, it's a stronger brother. And so the whole point is this. You can get all hung up over these things. And you can micro... Brethren, I'll just tell you this. I got better things to do with my time than trying to figure out all the sins that any place I might buy from. It's like, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to spend my time there. If God brings something right before me and I have choices, the thing is, we're in this world. You need to buy toilet paper. You need to buy food. You need to buy stuff. You buy a vacuum for your house. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes you can trace certain things of these back and find out that, well, just one or two companies basically provides all this stuff over here. And I can find things that are wrong. I mean, if it comes from China, China's an enemy of ours. Boy, they're communistic and you don't want to support them. Is it really? I mean, is that, it's like, you know what? You know what Scripture says? It says something like this. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. And I would just say that. If you find the next verse, whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. Whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. And I would just say this. Brethren, I read that Paul comes along and he says, Corinthians, all things are yours. Whether it's Paul or Apollos or Peter, he says, or the world, or life, or death. I walk Salado Creek. I love to walk there and pray there. And I'm in my own cathedral. And I thought, yeah, other people ride by me on their bikes. Other people jog past me. But I'm one of his children. And I look at that thing like he created this for me. This, all the world is mine. I inherit with Christ. And it's like, if there are these things in this world to use, you know what? If I use this thing over here, I'm not lesbian. I'm not homosexual. And if I can attach it to some of that, whatever. The fullness of this world is my Father's. This is my Father's world. No, if I've got a choice between supporting something it's kind of like voting. It's like, what? Is Trump a Christian? No. What happens if you vote for him? Well, I can probably find, you know, what number wife is he on? Oh, you're supporting an adulterer. You better not vote for him. But you see, the thing is, we're looking at this thing and it's like, well, is that really it? We're looking at life and we're looking at different things and each one of us have to have a clear conscience. And I'll tell you this, if you say, look, I can't vote for any of the possible sake, okay, more power to you. Walk before the Lord with a clear conscience. You say, I can vote for Trump. More power to you. You go do that. I mean, there are some things that we're specifically told you pay your taxes. You don't have any way out of that. You pay them. And you know what? You can do it and praise the Lord. You send in your property taxes. Those are due. Come and do. And, you know, you pay Uncle Sam. And no matter who's in office, you can say, I mean, I look at it like, as a matter of worship to Him. It's like, Lord, you want me to do this, and I will do this. And it's like, I need to eat, need to feed the family. And it's like, you know what? To some degree, ignorance is bliss when it comes to stuff like this. Because that's what Paul says. For conscience sake, don't concern yourself with it. If you want to go there and you want to micro-examine all this, like I say, you can do that. But I don't believe that the Christian needs to do that. And so, you know, if it comes down to Legos, well, I mean, you might just, do I even need it? But I have to live in this world and I have to use this world. And the fact is that so much of this world is full of lost people that do lost people's stuff. And if I'm going to, you know, if I can't use any food because the farmer, you know, watches pornography, it's like, you can just get paralyzed by all of this stuff. And it's just like, I honestly, I wouldn't go there. For conscience sake, if the meat's bought at the temple butcher, whatever you do, do to the honor, praise, and the glory of God, and whether you eat or drink, and give Him glory. And if your conscience bothers you, then don't do it.